morning, neighbor. How are you today? Time again for Moments of Melody. Here's a little fable. A crane walking in a muddy swamp hunting snails in stagnant water was surprised by a beautiful snow-white swan alighting on the pond's edge. Surprised, the crane looked up with bill dripping with mud and exclaimed, "And where could such a beautiful creature as you come from?" To which the swan replied, "I come from heaven." "From heaven? And pray, where is this heaven?" asked the crane as he poked his beak back into the mud. "Have you never heard of heaven? Why, it's the most beautiful place that you can imagine. It's clean and white as a pearl, with streets of gold and pure river of life running in its streets. The banks are lined with marvelous trees bearing all manner of luscious fruits, and there are no storms there, but all is peace." In superlative terms, the swan went on to describe the beauties of heaven. The crane seemed interested for a moment, and then he asked, "Are there no snails there?" "Snails," replied the swan. "Why, no, certainly not." Then said the crane, "Keep your heaven. I'm interested in snails." Foolish crane? Yes, but how many people live that way today? Looking down when they should be looking up. Thinking only of now and the snails, and never of eternity. The Gospel according to Dr. Luke. At this time Jesus was filled with gladness by the Holy Spirit and said, "O Father, who art Lord of heaven and earth, I give thee praise that thou hast hidden all of this from the wise and the prudent and revealed it to little children. Be it so, Lord, since this finds favor in thy sight. My Father has entrusted everything into my hands. None knows what the Son is except the Father, and none knows what the Father is except the Son, and those to whom it is the Son's good pleasure to reveal him." And then turning to his own disciples, he said, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. I tell you, there have been many prophets and kings who have longed to see what you see and never saw it, to hear what you hear and never heard it." Disciples were privileged. But how many things the Lord wants to say to us today, if we only had ears to hear.